Now, keep listening.
Crying and dancers, let's put up our dancing shoes.
Radio 1's residency.
Radio.
One.
One more time.
From the underground
to the arena.
This is
One.
BBC Radio 1's residency.
Tonight
on The Residency.
Caribou.
Listening to The Residency on BBC Radio 1. My name's Dan Snaith. I record under the names Caribou and Daphne. And I'm here with you for the next hour. We're starting things out nice and slowly tonight. But I've got some more banging tunes coming up for you later on. First track is called Backfire by a Belgian artist from Liege named Saliva. Saliva spelled with two S's at the start. And the track you're hearing now is called Other Playgrounds. It's by Peter Cardis and was originally released in 1987. It was reissued a couple years back by the always excellent Yoga Records. I guess it fits in with New Age music from around that time, but it's got a sound all of its own. Okay, coming up in the next hour, new music by Logic 1000, Luxury, Shanty Celeste, and a rediscovered banger by Zaza, a wedding singer from the Comoro Islands. Also a Ron Hardy edit of Teddy Pendergrass, Milton Wright. And last month I had a lot of fun just trying to make a bunch of music on the day I put the show together and layering lots of things together on top of one another. So I've done that again. There are three new tracks under my Daphne alias in here. If you're anything like me, it feels like the passage of time this year, with all its unusual circumstances, has been really weird. So it's strange to me that this is already the last of my six BBC residency shows. If you've listened in before, thanks for tuning back in. And if you're listening for the first time, I'm glad I got you before the end. Keep it locked for the next 55 minutes or so.
Radio.
You're listening to The Residency on BBC Radio 1. I'm Dan Snaith, a.k.a. Caribou. Right now, you're hearing American minimalist composer Terry Riley's Crucifixion Voices, with a beat that I made over the top of it. And before that, we had a new one from Luxury, spelled L-X-U-R-Y. That track was called Dimly Lit. That's new music from him, and the first time anyone's hearing it, I think. First time on radio. Forthcoming on Lost Palms Records. Next is a new track from Logic 1000. The track's called Blossom, and it's coming out together with her track Perfume that I put on my Essential Mix earlier in the year. And that releases, I'm not sure the exact date, but it's coming very soon. Here's Logic 1000 and Blossom. Thank you.
Residency
with Caribou.
Nate, a.k.a. Caribou. You're listening to The Residency on BBC Radio 1. Don't forget, you can listen back and find the track listing for the show on the BBC Sounds app. So in the last little while, there have been a few things sort of playing on top of one another. After an On Top of the Logic 1000 track, there's a drum track called Software Version by ARPANET, coming in and out over top of a new track of mine that I made yesterday for the show. I don't know if there are any musicians out there listening that have the same feeling as me, but I kind of felt like I should be making loads and loads of music during lockdown. It didn't work out like that. Looking back, I barely made a note of music. So for this show, I thought, I'm going to finish some music for it, even if it's the only place that these tracks ever see the light of day. It's good to have a deadline sometimes. And right now, you're hearing a Shanti Celeste remix of Rough Dug. The track's called Addicted. This one is also the first time on radio, I believe. And coming up after this one, there'll be another new one of mine. Doesn't have a title, really. I guess I'll put something in the track list. Hope you like what you're hearing, and keep it locked.
Radio 1's residency.
You're listening to The Residency on BBC Radio 1. This is Dan Snaith, a.k.a. Caribou, a.k.a. Daphne. Here with you for the next 20 minutes or so. I hope you like what you've been hearing. The last couple have been the Matlock remix of Dara Rollins' track Slowly. Matlock being MJ Cole and Nathan Lockett, a.k.a. Baffled. And then right now we're hearing Underground Solutions Tonight, the only one from 1996. There's something about garage records that I just can't shake. They still sound so fresh to me all these years later. I think it might be because it was the sound of the UK when I first moved here and first started spending time in London in the late 90s. I remember the thrill of being in a record shop like the basement of Black Market Records in Soho. It was just packed full of people. Records were just flying off the racks. People were pushing their way to the front to hear this and that and get copies of things. And then in the middle of all of that, there was me, this 21-year-old kid from Canada who didn't know what any of the records were. Was just trying to grab any of the ones that other people were fighting over. Anyway. Still sounds like the future 20 years later. My favorite sunrise track to play at an outdoor set at a club or festival when the sun's coming up. In fact, it's named for that exact purpose. It's called Sunrise Paradise Garage by Italian 90s house act Open Spaces. We've missed all that this year, haven't we? Outdoor festivals and clubs. Cross your fingers for me, everyone, that in the summer of 2021, we'll be able to get together safely and dance to music together like in the before times. Here's hoping. We'll be right back. listening to the BBC Residency on Radio 1 with me, Dan Snaith. I want to tell you the story of this next track before it comes in. It's by an artist named Zaza. She's from the Comoro Islands, tiny islands off the east coast of the African continent in between Mozambique and Madagascar. Zaza's a wedding singer there and a national treasure. This track, apparently, was written in about 20 minutes, and the recording was improvised live on the spot. It's been watched on YouTube 1.5 million times since 2015 when it was recorded, and the Comoro Islands' total population is only 1.1 million. Now it's getting a proper release from Sikus Records. This is Zaza with Nduzangu.
Baba no ya ruangu kozo, yendu za hemu kari.
Alright, everyone, we're getting near the end of the show now. Right now, we're hearing the mighty Teddy Pendergrass and the immortal Ron Hardy's edit of The More I Get, The More I Want. One of the classic Ron Hardy edits from his sets at the Music Box in Chicago in the 80s. If you haven't heard those sets, do yourself a favor and look them up online. They'll change your life. I promise. Those recordings aren't great recording quality. So I've redone the edit from the original Teddy Pendergrass track. Okay, so this is the end of my last show as a host on the residency for BBC Radio 1. It's been an honor and a privilege, and for those of you who listened to a bunch of shows, thank you. I hope you've enjoyed them. If this is the first one of mine you're hearing, you can catch up on some of the others and all the other hosts on the BBC website or the BBC Sounds app. Coming up next, the last track, another of my all-time favorites, Brothers and Sisters by Milton Wright. Thanks so much for having me, and I'll catch you out there sometime soon, I hope. Peace out.
Brothers and sisters.
listening.
Silent and dancers, let's put out our dancing
sleep. Radio One's Residency.
Radio
One.
One more time.
From the underground
to the arena.
This is
One.
BBC Radio One's Residency.
Tonight
on The Residency,
Erish Drew and Octo Octa.
Hi everybody, this is Octo Octa.
And me, Erish Drew.
On BBC Radio 1. And for this month's episode of our residency, you're going to hear tracks by Kashmir, Stereogen, and Todd Terry. This first track is by Ralphie Rosario off of his Chicago's Most Wanted EP. It's called Ultima.